The Apostle Paul is on the island of Malta. He has survived a shipwreck. He has been bitten by a venomous snake and has not been sick or died. And then he has gone to the home of Publius, who is the chief man on the island of Malta, discovered that his father was sick of dysentery and has healed him. Well, when that was spread abroad on the island, all of the sick from the island showed up at Publius's home, and the scripture says that Paul healed them. Well, that's quite an event, isn't it? As others have pointed out, this underscores the theme of God's grace and mercy being available to all, not limited by nationality or status. To remind us of one of the broader themes in the book of Acts, the gospel and its accompanying signs are extended to the Gentiles, fulfilling the Great Commission. So now we come upon verse 10, and Luke records for us, they honored us in many ways, and when we were ready to sail, they furnished us with the supplies that we needed. There is something attractive about that verse. When the 276 survivors of the Euryclon arrived on Malta, they were wet, exhausted, and hungry. The villagers had compassion on them, even though they were aliens, and they built a fire for them to get warm and dry out their clothes, and undoubtedly they also scrounged up something for the large group to eat. It was what one person called pagan hospitality at its best. And notice this, their kindness was reciprocated. First, God used Paul to heal Publius's father. And then he used Paul to heal every single person with whatever disease they had. The islanders had blessed Paul and the rest, and now God was blessing them. Luke records they honored us in many ways. The good thing was that Paul did not have to deal with the kind of people response that he faced at Lystra when the crowd identified him as a god and tried to offer sacrifices to him. At Malta, even though they were originally of the opinion that Paul must be a god when he was unharmed by the viper, they came to believe that he was human. I might add, they still knew that he was no ordinary human because ordinary humans don't heal every kind of sickness. So Luke goes on to say, when we were ready to sail, they furnished us with the supplies that we needed. During the height of the storm, the ship's crew and passengers had thrown aboard just about everything substantial. Twice, first to lighten the ship so that the waves would not sink it, and then when they knew the ship was approaching rocks and sandbars, they lightened it again. The point is, they had lost any food or supplies necessary for the final leg of the journey from Malta to Rome. So the villagers, out of respect and honor for the Apostle Paul, supplied them with what they could for their journey. Notice verse 11. And after 3 months, we put out to sea in a ship that had wintered in the island. Paul, Luke, and Aristarchus, as well as the other 273 men, were forced to stay on Malta for 3 months. Remember, they were well into the dangerous season for sea travel. Their ship had been destroyed when they hit the sandbar, so they would have to wait for another ship heading to Rome once the dangerous nautical season was past. And so they are finally getting ready to finish the journey. We'll see more of it next time on Verse by Verse.